It is for us, the living, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought have thus far so nobly advanced. It is for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us.
Hope, Bing Crosby, Francis Langford, Dinah Shore, Ginny Sims, G.I. Jill, Johnny Mercer, Judy Garland, Loretta Young, Charles Boyer, Lin-Yu Tang, Herbert Marshall, Michael Chekhov, the Ken Darby Singers, the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra, Monsignor Fulton J. Sheen, Rabbi Edgar F. Magnin, and the Reverend R.H. Brooks join to bring you a special victory program from the United States of America.
Hello, men. This is Bob Hope. There are some people here that most of you know pretty well. It's been our privilege to bring you a few laughs and a few songs all the way from the black day of Pearl Harbor up to this bright and wonderful moment. And now we'd like the privilege of sharing with you some of the deep-down feeling that goes with this occasion. We're letting the laughs go by this time. Jokes don't quite belong to an hour of victory, particularly when we all know so well that great as this victory is, we're still a long way from the end. You won't hear any applause or cheers because there's no audience here for this show, but you out there who will listen and will, I hope, join us in spirit. There'll be a lot of singing, your songs mainly. And whether you make a sound or not, we hope that you'll be singing with us, with your heart, if not with your lips.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesties, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
This is Crosby. I know it took a lot of doing to bring you to victory in Europe. It's been a long haul and a hard climb. And a lot of guys have been sweating it out all over the world. Maybe you're looking back today, too, remembering, adding it all up. Take, for instance, the 7th of December, 1941. Adolf was top man in those days, and things were pretty dismal in these parts. The convoys were steaming across the North Atlantic, and we were picking up the pieces at Pearl Harbor. And then there was this saga of a certain chaplain.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and swing into position. Can't afford to sit around a-wishing. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea. Yes, the sky pilot said it. You got to give him credit for a son of a gun of a gunner was he. Shout and praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All aboard, we're not a-going fishing. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free.
And brother, who's ever going to forget those Louisiana maneuvers, or for that matter, basic training and boot camps from Dix to San Diego, Benning, Bragg, Butner, Barclay, Farragut, Roberts, Great Lakes, and Quantico. 48 states worth of KP, close-shaved heads, sore feet, CPOs, and top kicks. And those three rules governing camp behavior. One, if it's moving, salute it.
Yes, sir.
And if it's not moving, pick it up.
Yes, sir.
And if you can't pick it up, paint it.
Yes, sir. Oh, my aching back.
Whole time you were singing in the showers or on the march, those pin-up girls on the barracks walls were keeping quiet. Right now, they're going to sing back.
This is Francis Langford. Remember this one, fellas?
This is the Army, Mr. Jones.
No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the bugler commands. They're in the Army and not in a band. This is the Army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore.
This is Dinah, fellas. How's your harmony on this one? I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, blow your horn.
Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn?
Jenny Sims, remember this one?
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Now, we almost forgot this one. The biscuits in the army, they say, are very fine. One rolled off the table and killed a pal of mine.
I don't want the war of army life. Gee, Bob, I want to go home.
The chicken in the army, they say, is mighty fine. One jumped off the table and started marching time.
I don't want the war of army life. Gee, Bob, I want to go home.
The coffee in the army, they say, is mighty fine. It's good for cuts and bruises and tastes like iodine.
Oh, I don't want the war of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go. Gee, Mom, I gotta go. Gee, Mom, I wanna go.
Hi, fellas. This is G.I. Jill. You can't talk about GI days without including the one big package of ache and back material concocted by one Mr. J. Mercer. We're talking about that GI jive.
This is a GI jive. Man alive, it starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's a G.I. Jive. Rootly-toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Voot! After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call The Mess. Jack, when you convalesce out of your seat into the street, make with the feet. Reet! If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-U-T, the MP makes you KP on the QT. This is the G.I. Jive man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk. Fall on your bunk. Lunk. Soon you're counting jeeps. But before you count to five, you'll be right back digging at G.I. Jive.
And now, gals, all together. One, two, three.
When the war is over, we will all enlist again. When the war is over, we will all enlist again. When the war is over, we will all enlist again.
We will, like hell, we will.
Training over, some went east, some went west. The ones who traveled west sailed over the biggest hunk of water in the world. The big babies pointed their noses toward Australia, China, Burma, India, and all the islands of the sea. The Navy pointed their prows west, too, and pretty soon they were hacking at the Japs fore and aft. While the Marines were carving out beachheads on important Pacific islands, things were jumping pretty good way over there in North Africa.
This is Judy Garland. On November 7th, 1942, near Oran, Casablanca, and Algiers, Americans and British poured ashore. To those of you who were there, I guess these will sound familiar.
We're off to see Herr Hitler, the mythical wizard of Oz. We hear he is the whiz of a whiz, the son of a... by gosh! I've got sixpence, jolly, jolly sixpence. I've got sixpence to last me all my life. I've got tuppence to spend, and tuppence to lend, and tuppence to send home to my wife. Poor wife, no cares have I to grieve me. No pretty little girl to deceive me. Happy as a lark, believe me, as we go rolling, rolling home.
Rolling home. Silvery moon.
Happy is the day when we line up for our pay, when we go rolling, rolling home.
Bless them all, bless them all, the long and the short and the tall.
Bless all the sergeants, the sourpuss ones. Bless all the corporals and their dopey sons, cause we're saying goodbye to them all. As back to the barracks they crawl. No ice cream and cookies for flat-footed rookies. So cheer up, my lads, bless them all. There'll be no promotion this side of the ocean.
So cheer up, my lads, bless them all.
You know, everything wasn't as easy as setting up a headline in a newspaper office. There were a lot of dark days, Dunkirk, Kasser, and Pass, and a lot of hills and battlefields that never made the news tickers. Those of you who were there can look back now and see that this half of the job is done, finished, accomplished. Remember number one in the AEF hit parade? Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Zing, boom, tararo. Ring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel, for the gang's all here. Come on, everybody.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Sing, boom, tararo. Ring out a song of the cheer. Now's the time to roll.
There's a mighty big outfit called the AAF, who spread their wings the length and the breadth of European skies. The Air Transport Command, the Troop Carrier Command, the 8th, the 9th, the 12th, and the 15th. The big fist in the skies over the continent. There was a modern spiritual that came along not so long ago that tells a part of the story.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
What a show!
Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How he sings as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard. And I trust in the Lord. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Ernie Pyle wrote about them, Bill Malden drew them and called them Joe and Willie. And a couple of million Joes and Willies hit the beaches and took the beaches, hit the roads and took the roads. On D-Day, Sicily, D-Day, Italy, and then D-Day, Normandy. That was the H-hour the world had been waiting for. The infantry, the air forces, the navy, the coast guard, service troops and combat troops, men of the land and men of the sea, all moving forward. Forward, the beaches of Normandy, Cherbourg, St. Lô, Marseille, Aachen, Bastogne, Remagen, the six-lane highway to Berlin. On to victory in the biggest combined operation in history.
This is Loretta Young. Something new, something strong, and something magnificent was born in this war. The United Nations. A bond between free peoples has been welded out of the blood, the sweat, and the tears of many men and many women. A bond of courage which has brought us to this hour. A bond of friendship which will shape a greater tomorrow. And in the hour of victory in Europe, each and every one of our neighbors of the United Nations rejoice with us. Even as we speak with the voice of America in this hour, there are other voices that raise with ours. Here, speaking to the soldiers of all our allies, are Mr. Charles Boyer, Mr. Lin Yutang, Mr. Herbert Marshall, and Mr. Michael Chekhov.
There is no Frenchman born who does not feel at this moment the deepest emotion, be he in France, in America, or the farthest shore of this global war. Out of the suffering France has borne, there rises a people rededicated to liberté, égalité, fraternité. May I please add one word to my countrymen? Mes chers amis, je n'ai que le temps de vous crier merci et de vous dire que notre pensée, à nous si loin des combats, va aujourd'hui d'abord vers nos prisonniers. Puissent-ils nous être bientôt rendus et nous trouver tous unis et résolus à leur prouver que leur long martyre n'a pas été souffert en vain.
To the people of China, this is a great and wonderful time, the forerunner of an even more wonderful time when final victory is won. May I say to the fighting men and women of China, 中国的同胞, 今天是极可庆贺、极有意义的时节，是同盟国。
Around the world, men and women of the British Commonwealth join hands with the soldiers of Britain in praising God. We have come a long way together. We are well on the road to final victory.
All the Russian soldiers, all people of the United Nations, unite in giving thanks for this great moment. To the soldiers of my own country, may I say, тяжелый путь пройден вами, но впереди вас ожидают дни светлых и радостных надежд. В этот час победы и торжества мы посылаем вам отсюда издалека нашу любовь и благодарность.
One more thing. A lot of us remember what the big celebration sounded like on Armistice Day in 1918. Listen to the sounds of victory.
I'm going to the Tigers' funeral. Just like Washington crossed the Delaware. General Pershing crossed the line. We're going to be
That was 1918, and maybe when the Japs are licked, our final V-Day will sound something like that. But today it's different in a lot of ways. Sure, there's some celebrating going on, but not the same way. This time it's a lot different from 1918. People are praying. People are giving thanks to God in the cathedrals of the world.
O God, from whom proceed all holy desires, right counsels and just works, give to thy servants that peace which no earthly victory can give, that our wills being surrendered to thy laws, and our hearts being filled with thanksgiving, we may in a new order of justice and charity serve thee through Christ our Lord, who in union with the Holy Spirit reigneth forever and ever. Amen.
In the synagogues of the world.
Yevorechecho Adonai v'yishmorecho. Yor Adonai ponav elecho v'chonecho. Yisso Adonai ponav elecho v'yoseim lecho sholom.
And in churches of all faiths.
Unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace and strength to do his will, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
All of us, all the free people of the world, are giving thanks to God for victory in Europe. We're thinking of those who will come back, and the many who will never come back.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yes, it's a lot different this time. We know it's not the end yet, not the finish. We're just taking a deep breath and shoving on. It's the runner heading into the last lap. It's turning into the stretch on top. It's the goal line drive. It's two down and one to go.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. God's good is marching on.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.